Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we have Tom Davis, the president of Mannington, with us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for agreeing to be with us on this 4th of July week. I tell you what, you guys have got some great big news. Let's get into that in just a minute. But to see, the last time I saw you was at NeoCon, and you guys had a great experience at NeoCon, with won some awards. You want to talk just a second about that?
Yeah, NeoCon was really a terrific show for us this year. You know, it's the one time a year when we have the opportunity to showcase all the different things we bring to the commercial flooring marketplace. And, you know, we're fortunate to have that opportunity. And I think it sets us apart up at NeoCon, because you walk in our showroom and, you know, you not only see carpeting, but you see porcelain, you see VCT, you see luxury vinyl tile, you see our inlay products. And I think that's making a big difference for us today in the marketplace, is this whole concept of choices that work.
That's actually what sets you guys apart, isn't it? The fact that you have probably a wider choice of flooring types than probably any other company.
Well, we think so. It's something we certainly have hung our hat on and tried to embrace and tried to build on over the last really half dozen years in the commercial part of our company.
And the fact that you're a privately owned company allows you to do some things in an economic slowdown that maybe some other companies might not be able to do. Take, for instance, I mean, just recently you guys have made some major changes aside from the one we're getting ready to talk to with your acquisition. But, I mean, you've promoted Zach Zahner, moved him up. You brought in Jim Dougherty on the porcelain side of the business. So it's actually some exciting times at Mannington.
Well, you know, we are fortunate. You mentioned it earlier, to be a private company and to be supported by a family that loves this business. You know, they want to see it grow in the future, so they allow us to do what's right for the long term, even in the short term when it may be a little difficult. And that's what I love about working for the Campbells. They are just terrific. You know, and after four generations, they continue to really be willing to spend money and to see this business grow and prosper for future generations. That's one reason why we've got Zach in the company today, and he's come in and just done a phenomenal job in a number of different areas, and we recently promoted him, as you said, to VP of the commercial hard surface part of our business. And it's a growing part of our business. He has great skills. We think there's an immense opportunity for more growth, and he's also going to be overseeing this recent Burke acquisition, and very excited about it, I must say.
Well, let's move right into that. So just last week you announced that you'd acquired Burke. That'll be part of your commercial offering, I guess. So that is a company that's based out in California but also has manufacturing in Florida. Why don't you tell us about the fit within Mannington?
You know, it is really almost frightening how perfect it is, because it dovetails so well with this choices that work strategy commercially for us, because it takes us into an area that complements what we already have, both in the area of accessories like cove base and stair treads, but also allows us to expand ourselves into rubber flooring, which today we don't offer. And when you get beyond that, it is really a great cultural fit as well. I just got off the phone with Keith to bring him up to date, but I was in California last Wednesday, Thursday, meeting with all of the employees at Burke's headquarters in San Jose. And what a treat. It felt so much like a Mannington plant. They have employees that have been there 30, 40 years and really love the business. And they are so excited to have a strategic partner, because they've been under financial management now for quite a number of years. And they can remember back to the days when Roscoe Burke started the company, and many of them were there, and, you know, really enjoy that family kind of atmosphere. I think that they'll enjoy again with Mannington involved.
I know anytime a company is looking for a buyer, there's always the option of whether you go on the financial side or you go strategic. So I'm sure they're relieved that it's a strategic buyer. So now, I mean, you have a great offering. Rubber brings the last category. You're actually now play in every category, don't you?
Pretty much so. You know, the one area we don't participate in is, I guess, linoleum.
Right.
But we pretty much cover the waterfront everywhere else because, you know, in addition to the hard surface vinyl that we offer and carpet tile and broad loom and high-performance backings that can be, you know, hot welded to in carpet that can be hot welded to vinyl surfaces. We also offer porcelain, ICOR, which is a specialty product, and now, of course, rubber. So pretty darn exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I left out wood.
No, that's right. Now, hardwood. So with the Burke acquisition, they bring you rubber flooring. They bring you cove base, wall base, treads. So that's just a perfect fit, especially on the commercial side of the business.
Absolutely. And you know, they have a great name out in the marketplace. And the Burke brand is a very strong brand. And, you know, it's our intention to sustain that and then to grow the Mannington brand and as we grow the Burke brand.
Mm-hmm. Tell me real quick about Burke. They have the headquarters in San Jose, and do they have manufacturing on both coasts?
Yes. Yes, they do. They purchased the what was at one time the Mercer facility down in Eustis, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the, you know, the original factory, which goes back I guess about 50 years right there in San Jose.
Okay. So will it be easy to integrate their operation within the Mannington operation?
Absolutely. And in fact, I think that that's another thing that was very attractive to us is that we believe because of the strength of our manufacturing management team and some of the technologies, you know, that we have experience in, we will be able to gain synergies as a result of bringing Burke into our organization. And in fact, I can tell you, after spending 2 days out there, they're just thirsting to, you know, get involved and help the business grow and prosper.
And I noticed in your communication you sent out last Thursday that you're actually going to continue to use the Burke name, and it's just going to be a Mannington subsidiary. Is that
right?
That's
correct.
All right.
Correct. Yeah, Burke has such a strong presence in key markets, and, you know, we absolutely want to grow on that. At the same time, we create unique Mannington offering as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, when was the last Mannington acquisition? It's been a little while, hasn't it?
Well, I got to think a minute. I guess the last acquisition, you'd probably have to go back to the wood business, which really preceded my time here.
Okay.
But we, you know, we've done a number of things, strategic things along the way. We have a joint venture down in Texas with Tarquette and VCT, and we have a joint venture in Calhoun with J&J to make carpet tile.
Yeah. So most of your growth over the years has just been, what's the word?
Yeah, organic.
Organic,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, it has been, and we've got so many products in our offering that what we had elected to do, we thought we had plenty of opportunity for share gain without acquisitions, unless the right thing came along. And the right thing, you know, has to be right strategically, and it also has to be right culturally for us. That's always one of the biggest challenges when you have an acquisition or a merger is making sure that the cultures, I think, you know, are similar, because it's a difficult integration if they're not.
Well, this is big news, and I wanted to make sure that we got you on the air to talk about it. So Burke has some non-flooring, I guess, divisions or little pieces of business that I guess you guys will continue to operate?
Yes. There are a couple of other non-strategic businesses there that aren't flooring, but we view as an opportunity really to help the flooring business because they've got some unique technologies and they've got some really bright people running those businesses that we think could indirectly influence the flooring, but also, you know, themselves are interesting little ways for us to diversify our business. They actually compound rubber that go into to other manufacturers who make things, for instance, like pet toys, gaskets, seals, road strips for temporary road work, you know, where they actually put the yellow lines in the road. And then they have an environmental business, environmental products and roofing, where they actually make membranes for pond linings, pond sealers, as well as a very specialized roofing material.
Okay, Tom. Well, I appreciate you being with us this morning. Have a good 4th of July toward the end of this week. We've been talking to Tom Davis, president of Mannington, and we're talking about the great news last week of the Burke acquisition. And I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.
Kemp, thank you. It was a pleasure being with you, and I hope you have a great 4th of July, and travel safely if you're going to be on the roads or in the air.
All right. Appreciate it, Tom. Take care.
Take care.
Goodbye.